It's a little bit of a humbling experience for me to speak to a tzibur of Talmidei Chachamim such as this. I'll just try to share a thought or two with you tonight. So it is Keneged Abba Avonim Dibra Torah. The Seder, Pesach is coming. Keneged Abba Avonim Dibra Torah. Echad Chacham. We're going to speak about the Chacham. So the Pasuk tells us, Ki Yishol Chavin Chamocha Leimayer, when your son will ask, you want to go through the Pesukim a little bit, Moha Eidos Ve'achukim Ha'mishpotim Ha'shatziv Hashem Elikeinu Eschem, what are the different types of mitzvahs? Eidos, Chukim, Mishpotim, he wants to know everything. Hashem Elikeinu commanded you, which is the Mephoshim speak about, Elikeinu, Eschem, come back to it. V'yomar to Levincha. So what should you tell him? He says, Abba, Tati, what are the mitzvahs, the Eidos, the Chukim, and the Mishpatim? So one would think that the Torah would say, tell him all the mitzvahs. The Torah says something else. We're servants of Ayitzenu Hashem in Mitzrayim b'yod chazoka. Ayitzenu Hashem oisus amoivsim gedoylim v'roim terrible makas on Mitzrayim b'faray v'chol b'yisrael le'ineinu, before our very eyes. Took us out v'yisonim v'hoitzim yisham to bring us to Eretz Yisrael sh'nish b'lav yisrenu. Vayitzavenu Hashem lasis es kol achukim o'eileh. He commanded us to do all these laws, to fear Hashem, l'tayv lanu kol hayomim l'chayisenu k'ayim hazeh. Utzdoka tiyeh lanu, and it'll be a credit for us. Ki nishma la'asish is kol ha'mitzvah hazayis l'fnei Hashem elikeinu k'asher zivon. So the Pasuk did not tell us how to answer specifically what the Ben Chacham asked. It is Yodua, the Foshim ask, that in the Haggadah, it's just the opposite. The Baal Haggadah brings the beginning of the Pasuk, Mo'edus ve'achugam ha'mishpatim, and says, Ve'af ata emar aloi, kehilchais ha'pesach, en maftir en ach ha'pesach ha'fikoymin. So the Pasuk doesn't tell you to answer the halachas, doesn't say, and the Baal Haggadah doesn't tell you what it says in the Chumash. The Chumash tells you what to say, V'yomar to Levincha, and the Baal Haggadah doesn't say. And so, the beginning is, Kimedumali, I saw it in the Malbim, I can't find it, maybe. But Al-Koponim. The Pasuk doesn't say that you should tell him the mitzvahs, because that's obvious. They didn't have to tell you. When your son asks you, Moha Eidos V'achukim V'amishpotim, tell it to him. The Torah doesn't have to tell it to us. The Torah says, but before you tell him the halachas, you have to teach him the things that will give him the appreciation for the halachas and for the mitzvahs, the Eidos and the Chukim and the Mishpotim. The Baal Haggadah, on the other hand, he doesn't have to repeat the big long psukim that it says in Chumash. He knows you know that. So he tells you, Bekitzer, you should tell him the halachas up till, like the Mephoshim say, up till a maftir and achar pesach afikaymen. But let us see what is the hagdoma. What is the message that we have to give over, the amar to lavincha, before we tell him even the mitzvahs that he asked about. And this is what it is. You should know that we were in Mitzrayim and the Ribbono Shel Olam made open demonstrations for us. Le'eineinu Oisois u'mayvsim gedoylim v'royim v'farei v'chol beisoi. Le'eineinu. We were the witnesses. We were the witnesses. And the reason that it says Hashem Elikeinu Asher Tziva Hashem Elikeinu Eschem is because the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Dvorim, Kayodua, is speaking to the Doyer that's entering Eretz Yisrael. And although the Meisei Midbar, the ones that died with Gzeras Meraglim, was a big chelik of Klal Yisrael, but the Gzera was not on the women, and the Gzera was not on those that were from 19 and under at the time of the Shiluach HaMeraglim. And the Mele, there was a big chelik of the Am Yisrael that were still alive from and had seen everything with their own eyes. So the Pasuk says, when your son asks you, he says, Tati, it's Hashem Elokeinu, but I wasn't there when he commanded us. As Hashem, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Etzchem. So I want you to tell me what you heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want you to give it over to me. So he says, so the Pasuk says like this. You should say to your son that we saw everything with our own eyes. We, Dor number one, we are the witnesses to the Maimed Har Sinai and to Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was the absolute hechocha of the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam and his mastery over the entire universe. And you should know also, my son, Vayitzavenu Hashem la'aseh, says kol achukim o'ele, le'yiro es Hashem elokeinu. We all know that there are two types of yira. There's yiras ha'oinesh and yiras ha'reimemus. Yiras ha'oinesh is when a person keeps mitzvahs to receive reward, refrains from averes to escape punishment. That is a Pirish Kadman on the Rambam explains the difference that is a hakdama to doing mitzvahs. That's the beginning. We realize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, he is running the world, and we have our responsibilities to him. We want to receive reward, we want to escape the punishment, so we... But Yiras HaRoimemus, that is the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so Ram V'Nisa, that how could we possibly transgress something that he commanded us? That's a lifetime of work. That's not how you start. You start with Yiras HaOinish, and after a lifetime of performing mitzvahs, the older you get, hopefully, if you're following Bederach HaYosher, then you come, Vayitzavenu Hashem la'aseis kol achukim u'eila, that you'll come le'yiras Hashem elokeinu, that you will have the Yiras HaRoimemus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have. L'toiv lanu kol hayomim. That it should be good for us all the days. All the days. L'chayoseinu k'hayom hazeh. To keep us alive like this very day. Now nobody lives forever. Nobody lives kol hayomim. It means in this life it'll be good for you. And it'll be good for you in Olam Haba. Mein Kind, sollst wissen sein, you should know that you weren't made for this world. This world is a Pereizdah, Bifnei Ha'olam Haba, and there awaits you a Netzach, an eternity of unbelievable tainig, like the Mesillas Yesharim in the first parak speaks about. Unbelievable. It's l'toiv lanu kol hayomim. The Sefer Achinuch in the first piece in Parshas Truma, he says, b'meshech, what he's speaking about, the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash, he says, dabni, ki kol asher yagia eitzel Hashem yisborach, me'asiyas b'nei odom mitzvois of. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gains from our performance of mitzvahs, that Shehu Reitze Leheitiv Lanu, he wants to be meitiv to us. He wants to give us that ultimate toiv, but the Sfarim explain why it's necessary for us to earn it, and how do we get that toiv? By being toivim. And how do we become toivim? That's the derech ha-toira v'ha-mitzvahs. That is the derech ha-Torah ve-ha-mitzvos, that we become toivim and we become deserving of the ultimate toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. L'chayoseinu ki hayoim hazeh. And it's going to be a credit for us. Everything we do is a credit. Nothing gets lost, mein Kind. Every deed, every action, every word, every tefillah that you do, if it's done properly, is a tzedakah, is a credit for you. Ki nishmer la'asos es kol ha-mitzvah hazos, Lifnei Hashem Elikeinu Kasher Tzivonu. So the Baal Haggadah tells us what the Chumash considered obvious. Af ata emeloi ki hilchis ha-pesach e maftir in achra pesach up till the last. But the Torah tells you, you want your son to appreciate the mitzvahs, you're going to tell him the mitzvahs. About are you going to tell him the mitzvahs? But he has to have the yesodos ha'emunah. He has to know that everything was done li'einenu, and that we have a Messiah, that just like the first doer is giving it over, asher tziva Hashem elikeinu eschem, so too will he give it over to his children, and they to their children, down to us today. The Ramban, in Parshas Boy, one of the most famous pieces of the Ramban explains that from the time that there was a Avodah Zarah in the world, there was a corruption in the machshavos of people in the hashkafos. Some people didn't believe in the existence of a creator. Some people said he exists, but he doesn't know what's going on in the world. Some people said he knows what's going on, but he's just watching with a big telescope and he's not involved. But the oisaisu maifsim, this is a tam behind all those mitzvahs that are zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the oisaisu maifsim were made as a demonstration for us to give over to our children, for us to see when the first generation, and to give over to our children and pass down through the Doiros. And the Ramban in Parshas Bo'eschanan says even more. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to tell them the mitzvahs, Re'ei limarti eschem chukim u'mishpotim kasher tzivan Hashem elokei, Rak! You should guard yourself exceedingly and never to forget Maimed Har Sinai and what your eyes saw there. And Tishkachas Advorim Asher Rohu Einecho Ufen Yasuru Melvovacho So the Ramban says this is a mitzvah loisase, never to forget, and a mitzvah asay, to give it over to your children and let them pass it down. And the Ramban is, it's a very famous Ramban. He says before Moshe Rabbeinu tells us the mitzvahs, he warns us, don't ever forget where you got those mitzvahs from. You didn't get them from me. You got them directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You heard his voice. You saw Maimed Har Sinai, Udvorav Shamata Mitecha Eish. You heard it all. And the reason is, because then you will fear Hashem, L'doyreis Olam, Kol Hayom Mesvenechem Telamdun, L'doyreis Olam, forever and ever. So if you do that, we will tell our children, Midur Ledur, Komasha Hoyeshon Beriya Ubishmiya, and therefore no one can come along and contradict Moshe Rabbeinu, and even with the greatest Isis and Moifsim in the world, because we don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu only based on Isis. We heard the Ribbono Shel Olam speak to us. This is one of the themes of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says earlier in Ves Chanan, You heard Hashem. It never happened before. Kisha'alna l'yamim rishayna m'shehoyu l'fonecha. L'menayyame shebora l'kimodim ala oretz. Did it ever happen? If you ask about anything in all of history from the day Hashem created Adam, from one end of the heavens to the other, did any other nation ever hear this? Nobody ever heard this. Only you heard it. And therefore, he says, so therefore, when we give it over, when we transmit this thing, Livonenu, they will know that it's true, beloy suffik, as if all the generations had seen it, as if every generation had seen it with their own eyes. We won't tell them a lie. We're not going to make up a phony emuna and transmit it to our children. It's not even a chashash. And the heim lo yistafku klal. And when we give it over properly, they'll have no doubts. The edusenu shenoyid lohem. Avil yaminu bivadai, they will believe for sure. Sheroinu kulanu bi'einenu v'choma shesipanu lohem. They'll believe it in everything that we've told them. I've had the privilege of speaking to many groups of adults, but especially young people, and I tell them as follows. In most cases, except for those cases, people that are recent arrivals to Yiddishkeit, I said, your parents made make a Pesach Seder, and you can be sure your grandparents made a Pesach Seder. And their parents made a Pesach Seder. The Klal Yisrael has made a Pesach Seder for the last 3,300 plus years. We never stopped making that Pesach Seder, no matter where we were exiled on the globe, whether it was in Eastern or Western Europe, in North Africa, in the Middle East, in Yemen, wherever it was. And today also, wherever it is, whether it's in South Africa or Melbourne or across the North American continent, wherever it is, Klal Yisrael, Pesach night, they sit down to make a Seder. And we are thereby connected back to the very first Seder, because we never stopped. We're connected back to the first Seder that was made in the homes of the Jewish people, the night that v'achaldam osa b'chipozayin, na'alechem v'raglechem, makelchem b'yetchem, we were ready to leave Mitzrayim and we made a Pesach Seder there. You know, there's a little bit of a kasha in the Haggadah. The beginning of the Haggadah, we start by saying, avonim ho'yinu v'iloi ho'yitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'savisenu mi'Mitzrayim, we would still be there. So, who did Hashem do it for? He did it for Avisenu. Except that we are the beneficiaries of what he did for our ancestors, because if he hadn't done it, we would still be slaves in Mitzrayim. But the end of the Haggadah, we sing a totally different tune. Chayev Adam liraises atzmai ki ilu hu yotzei mi Mitzrayim. A person has to view himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. He personally. Lo yisavisenu bilvad goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela afan afaysonu goal imohem. We went out of Mitzrayim. We saw everything. How does this fit together? First, we start off, he did it for our avos, and the answer is, we start off a bit of the shvach, till we get into it. But as we tell the story, and if we do it properly, with the proper hislavus, we begin to see it ourselves. We begin to feel it as if we were there ourselves. There is a story that the Chofetz Chaim was in a hotel in St. Petersburg for some asifa, and a gadol was in the room next door. He didn't know who was his neighbor. He heard the person narrating the story of the makas and describing them as if they were happening in front of his eyes. Look at the frogs! They're jumping out of the river! They're climbing into the bed! He described all the makas. Then he found out that this was the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, they say that once at the Seder, the Chofetz Chaim gave like a laugh or a smile. They said, Rebbe, was lachst? He said, if you would see the expression on Paro's face when the waters of the Yam Suf caved in on him, you would also laugh. So in the beginning of the Seder, we start off, he did it for our forefathers. But by the time we finish telling all the stories and all the makos and all the niflois and the dayenu, echilonu es amon, did all the kriyas yamsuf, then it's chayiv odom liroi says atzma ki ilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. Maybe Alpidrush, we can explain. The Balagoda says, tell him, ein maftirin achar Pesach afikoymen. You know that there's a mitzvah of Zecha Yitzias Mitzrayim every single night. And there's much discussion about the difference between the nightly mitzvah and the special mitzvah on Pesach, but the simple pshat is that every night we just have to remind ourselves, and Yeshem Elikeh Moshe Yitzayis Yeschem Yerz Mitzrayim, Yoyitzay Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and mitzvah of Sipur, he got it to us with the details. Is with the details. So it's like an inoculation. When you get an inoculation, sometimes you get a strong dose, and then every once in a while you go for a booster shot. So the Pesach night is the inoculation. That is the time when we give over the emunah to our children. The amar to levincha. Tell him this, all the Yisaydus Amunah before you tell him the mitzvahs. Let him know what the mitzvahs are all about. Let him know that this life has a tafkid, or tafkid noirav oyim, a tafkid that leads to netzach, that you weren't created for ice cream and cookies. You were created, olam zedayim lefreiz lefnei olam haba. And every mitzvah is a tzedakah tielanu. But then, so the afikoymen and maftirin achar Pesach afikoymen. So Chazal say that the tam should stay in your mouth. So you have to give over the hagoda to your children in such a way that the vihigadah to levinka will stay with them all year long. All year long. That the tam that they got from the Seder night will stay in their mouths. Just like the din of the Emaftiran Acha Pesach Afikoymen. I heard Plisheni B'Shem Rab Chatzkel Levenstein Zecha Tzadik Livrocha. He said as follows. When you learn Aleph Beis and you finish, you never go back to learning Aleph Beis. Because you know it already. With Emunah, you never take your eyes off the basics. Mitzias HaBoirei, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimed HaSinai has to be constantly in the forefront of your mind, constantly. I heard that when Rav Volbe visited him, he grabbed him. I was in Ponovich, I saw him do this to tell me that. He grabbed him, he says, you know that there's a Berei Olam? Yeitun Zoktai HaTalmidim HaSedo HaBerei Olam. Go tell your Talmidim that there's a Berei Olam. I'll finish with a short story that I tell everywhere that I go. More than 100 years ago, there was a Yid named Moses Montefiore, who was a tremendous Baal Tzedakah. He was the descendant of Portuguese Jews, and he moved to the family moved to England. He was fabulously wealthy, but he was also a very high member of the British government. He was even the Lord Mayor of London once, and Queen Victoria sent him once to Warsaw to negotiate some deal with the Poles. Kayadua, the Poles do not have a very good track record of Ahavas Yisroel. And they weren't very happy that Queen Victoria had sent a Jew to represent her. But that they had enough seichel to know that you cannot insult the British crown, so they treated him respectfully, Sir Moses this and Sir Moses that, and they arranged the parade down the main thoroughfare of Varsha, and the populace stood on two sides of the road, and they knew that they have to be on their best behavior. All except for one Chagetz, and when the gilded carriages passed by, carrying Moses Montefiore and the Polish dignitaries, he screamed out the word that we've heard so many times in so many languages, Jid! And Moses Montefiore said, police, catch him! And they brought him to him. They dragged him, and they brought him to him. Moses Montefiore was waiting calmly. He pulled out his purse. He picked up a gold coin, which was a lot of money. And he said, my friend, I want to tell you something. In my lifetime, I've been called many titles. Lord Mayor, Lord this, Lord that, I don't remember them all. He says, those titles mean nothing to me. The only title that is dear and precious to me is the one you called me. That's Jid. And that is Jewish pride. And that's what our kinderlech have to walk away from the Seder with. They have to feel what a schus it is to be a member of the Klal Yisrael, that Ribbono Shel Olam v'chaye oylam bo'ach elikeinu shebronu l'chvoidoi. If the lonam and atoyim that were separate from the crazy world out there, and we have the opportunity to have a chaye oylam al yedei teiru mitzvus tzedakah tielanu ki nishmer lasos l'tayv lanu kol hayomim l'chayisenu kayim hazeh. Thank you very much. Yeah.